This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
We'll keep talking about health care. It was late April when President Trump was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, touting his 100 days of action as he hit that milestone in office and promising lots more action to come, telling the crowd, quote, "We will repeal and replace Obamacare, you watch." That effort, of course, failed this week in Washington, as Doug talked about. So how is it playing up in Harrisburg? Let's bring in RJ Harris, 580 on your AM dial up in the Keystone State. RJ, we talked to you on that 100-day mark. You're back here now. Who do your listeners blame for the current health care failure?
Mainstream politicians, Democrats and Republicans. You know, we get the feeling that there are a bunch of Republicans. The president's trying to drain the swamp. There are a bunch of Republicans stamping on the drain plug.
What do they want done now? Are they saying that repeal, replace of Obamacare is still a necessity? Is it more that they just want the president to keep being a disruptor? What's their benchmark?
A necessity and a campaign promise by many. So, yes, absolutely. And want it taken care of. In fact, to the person, I hear people say that members of Congress ought to be on Obamacare. And if they were forced to be on Obamacare, this would have been fixed weeks ago.
Well, we did hear from the president yesterday. He talked about possibly eliminating some of the subsidies for Obamacare to members of Congress and their staffs. They have a huge exemption. Some folks will tell you that the president can unilaterally end those. Suffice it to say, that'd be popular in Harrisburg.
Very popular. Yeah, I think that would be one of the biggest things he could do, honestly.
What are your listeners saying about going forward for this president, who at every turn, to your point, seems to be blocked by Congress? Why? Whether it's his own failings or whether it's Congress's failings, but still, a lot of the president's campaign promises, tax reform, haven't gotten done.
I believe, and another thing that I hear pretty consistently, is that these politicians have it easy. They have it cushy. It is a swamp that needs to be drained. And I still think that that is absolutely number one, that people in the heartland believe that they have it made, honestly.
Well, the person who's coming in who you might say is going to be the chief plumber, if we want to take this analogy forward, is General Kelly, who's going to be the president's new chief of staff, conceivably to bring some discipline to what everyone would agree is a pretty chaotic West Wing. This is, though, what the Wall Street Journal said about that in a very scathing editorial, essentially saying that it is not the president that was the problem, saying Priebus wasn't the problem, but this shuffling of the staff furniture won't matter unless Mr. Trump accepts that the White House problem isn't Mr. Priebus, it's him. What do you think the disconnect between the Wall Street Journal and your listeners is, who seem to think that Mr. Trump's doing a good job?
He is doing a great job, but we're not giving him free rein either. I talked to a lot of people who are not happy with the way the Jeff Sessions thing was handled. But all in all, I think that people believe that Trump is doing a great job. I mentioned to you on the way down here from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I passed a huge barn with a Trump sign on that the gent who put it there is still as happy today as the day he put it up.
Well, if you're putting a sign up and leaving it there, that says something. You said, though, about the issue with Jeff Sessions. Is there a feeling among your listeners that the president's shooting himself in the foot sometimes?
I think there is a feeling that there is a lot of wackiness in the White House.
Do they care about that? Does it matter?
If he is getting the job done, no. And so far, they believe he is getting the job done.
What do you view as the benchmarks? You know, we in Washington, we just love every tweet. We love every vote. It is a constant necessity, if you will, and it's breathless. When does the heartland, when do your listeners take stock and sit around and go, well, gee, how good a job's the president doing?
I do think it's after a period of seeing health care resolved and somebody looking out for your average worker bee. It is not about Obamacare alone. It's about co-pays and deductibles that have gone through the roof, as well as the monthly premiums for many, many worker bees. We kind of feel like there's no one looking out for us, and the only one that could is the president.
Well, it was James Carville during the Clinton campaign that said it's the economy, stupid. That truism hasn't
changed.
Absolutely.
No.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, every once in a while, it is good. It's wisdom to stop, you know. Even though this government from time to time has tried to stop things, you know, there's pushback by activist judges that say, No, let's not do this for what, you know. All of a sudden we have one judge who's not been elected deciding on the national security of this country. But, you know, that's all for another day. Hey, this weekend, lots of choices on the big screen. And one that is coming back, if you didn't get it the first time, you get to get it maybe the next time. And that's an inconvenient sequel, you might call it, to an inconvenient truth, supposedly and allegedly, because I think we're still trying to figure out what the truth was from the first one that came out. We're talking about Al Gore's sequel to An Inconvenient Truth. And no better to give us some commentary on this right now than Mark Morano. Mark is the former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, senior aide, speechwriter, and climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Mark has been with us many times, and we love having his perspective here to bring some reason to this whole debate. And, of course, Mark also wrote and hosted the Climate Hustle movie. And as I mentioned, the executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Mark, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
Thank you, Bill. Very, very happy to be here. I just got back last week from Australia.
Yeah, you went head to head. You head to head with Al Gore. He shook your hand. I mean, have you washed your hands since?
Well, I got to meet him. He was very cordial until he realized who I was and the fact that I had a copy of my DVD, Climate Hustle, and tried to give it to him. At which point, he abruptly walked off and headed to his waiting Lexus SUV.
Yes, with his minimal carbon footprint, so to speak. At least that's the alleged minimal carbon footprint. I love the picture that I saw, Mark, where that gal next to the former vice president, she looked rather horrified because she saw what you were handing. She got it first. I think it took Al Gore a minute or two to understand what it was all about. And then you were, you know, questioned by security. How did you get in here? Like as if you're some, you know, you were some Russian spy or something.
Yeah. In fact, you know, Gore is he's always in a bubble like that. He didn't take any questions from the audience. They ban recording devices, don't allow interviews, don't allow anyone to come up. He immediately leaves the stage. And these are people that pay a lot of money. This was over a $500 per head conference that they were at. And they weren't allowed to even do a single Q&A with Gore. He's immediately taken back. We were able to position ourselves knowing where his SUV was waiting, so we were able to get him. We did the same thing, by the way, at the Sundance Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
In the snow, we asked him about his failed tipping points, and he had nothing really to say there. He ran off and departed into his – that was his Chevy Suburban or Chevy Tahoe, black SUV waiting for him as he drove off in the snow.
Right. Well, you know, this is the problem I've had from day one about this, Mark, and you and I have discussed this before, and that is that if somebody's going to make these statements and they prove to be unworthy and, you know, the veracity falls by the wayside, why is he still given place to come back again and take another bite of the apple when he lied to us so much the first time? Then what do we call the second lie?
Well, the thing is, the powers that be, media, academia, the United Nations, they don't accept that Al Gore lied about anything. To him, he's their prophet. And if his predictions didn't come true, that doesn't really matter because he's warning us, he's trying, and you can't expect everything to be right. In fact, you know, most of these tipping points that they keep doing, you know, we have 10 years to act. And you go back to 1980s, the United Nations officials were warning of 10-year tipping points on global warming. They all passed, but no one called them on it because it's like they're doing the hard work and they're raising awareness. And so they end up just saying, well, another 10-year tipping point or 5-year tipping point. We've had 4-year tipping points. We had the 100-month tipping point by Prince Charles, which recently expired. We've had, we must act in days by Canadian officials. UN officials have said we've had, 50 months. I mean, they just keep coming out with such silly nonsense. And when the deadline passes, they just put a new deadline and no one blinks an eye. No one questions it. There is no skepticism in the media when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Well, you talk about how the lies abound, and here Rolling Stone is saying that a number of Americans wish that Trudeau was their president. Easily handled. Move to Canada.
Exactly.
You know. Just saying.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, you know, just if I can divert for a moment, the most unique and I guess pleasurable thing about watching Donald Trump as president, and you can have all kinds of different opinions of Donald Trump, but he is literally an alien force in Washington. The man is not subject to the usual political pressures that we've seen from Republican and Democrat presidents. And in that regard, almost no matter what he does, it's the most refreshing thing to watch someone who just doesn't give a darn about what the media thinks, what the Republican establishment thinks, what all that. And that is, you know, one of the reasons he was able to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. No other president, no President McCain would have done that. No President Romney would have done that. No President George W. Bush would have done that. No President George H.W. Bush. I mean, that's an amazing thing to watch. And that's sort of the spirit of America. And so when Rolling Stone says they want people to move to Canada, as you say, there's nothing stopping him. Michael Moore sounds like he might do it. He doesn't want to live in America under Trump.
Right. Well, of course, you know, Babs, Barbara, I'm in California right now on my way to Hawaii. And, you know, Barbara Streisand, last time I checked, she's still there in Malibu. And I think it was back in 2000 when W was elected. She said, that's it. She's packing up. She's moving. And I didn't see any movers come over, you know, to Malibu to pack her stuff up.
Yeah, by the way, on Barbara Streisand, she's actually a major player in the climate debate. One of the lead UN authors, we're supposed to be told that the United Nations is this impartial, nonpartisan body that's looking at the science of the world's most esteemed scientists. The head of the United Nations climate panel was a guy named Dr. Rajendra Pachauri. He said, quote, global warming is my religion. What other science body have you found that where the head of it says that their work is their religion? And the other thing is Barbara Streisand gave $250,000 to Michael Oppenheimer, a former Environmental Defense Fund activist who's now a UN lead author. This is who they put in charge. You follow the money, and you follow, more importantly, the ecological ideology behind all this. And there's that's a big key driver, money and ideology.
Well, and you talk about religion. I just was presented an article yesterday where, it's almost like you've got modern-day eugenicists that are speaking out and saying, they're promoting the death of people because, all in the name of global warming. They say that, we need less people here in America. So again, we're, you know, that age-old debate about the population of the planet that, global warming is going to settle all this stuff. And that's like,
well,
really?
They've they've actually solved it. Studies have shown that as the temperature warms, the global warming hypothesis, people will be less in the mood, shall we say, so there'll be less reproduction. And you have people calling for over, you know, Al Gore said we need ubiquitous fertility management, lamented how many Africans are going to be. But most importantly, Harrison Ford just came out recently and said that global warming is going to essentially take away all the humans and make us extinct. Problem solved! This is what they've been asking for since Paul Ehrlich's 1960s, the overpopulation scare. We finally found something to check our population and control it. Why aren't they celebrating? That's what I don't understand.
Exactly. Well, we got the answer right here on Bill Martinez Live exclusively. You move to Canada and you kill your babies. That's the answer.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
spite of all this crazy prophetic, you know, information or fake news that's going out there about our climate, you know, Mark Morano, producer of Climate Hustle and publisher of Climate Depot, is with us talking about an inconvenient sequel to Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. You know, Mark, you were talking about Al Gore being the prophet. Well, the office of the prophet is such, for those of you that can appreciate history and appreciate what the office of the prophet is all about, is that the validation of your office is the fact that you are correct. If you are not correct and you're putting out false prophecy and false evidence out there, in the old days, they would just take you out and stone you, right?
That's right. Now, Gore would not claim, here's why he won't claim he's false. He's predicting doom. And there's a whole movement of the green movement that just believes in that mankind is a parasite on the earth, that we're destroying it, that we're all facing ecological doom, unless we give up our free choices, free decisions, and have to turn everything over to centralized planning, government, bureaucrats, people who can bean count and decide our future and decide everything from the light bulbs to our appliances, to our home thermostats, to the cars we drive, to the food we eat, with ban now on stop eating meat as part of the whole global warming agenda, to our transportation. There have been calls for carbon ration cards in the UK, CO2 budgets for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And these are the cities they give from Berlin to Beijing, not two cities with great human freedom records, if you catch my drift there. So what they're saying is they want to turn all this over because they believe in doom. So even if people makes wrong prediction after wrong prediction, they still believe it's going to happen in the future. Paul Ehrlich, the overpopulation, is the most discredited scientist probably of the 20th century. But people still believe he's right. They just say, well, his timing was a little bit off. We're all doomed and we're going to have famines and resource scarcity and over, but his timing was off. In other words, if you say someone's going to die in 5 years and they're still alive and they live another 50, you're still right because they eventually died. That's
yes, exactly.
The standard
right.
They hold them to.
Well, it is amazing that, you know, if Al Gore really believed in what he talks about, how come he's not the walking example, you know, walking about kind of like Gandhi, you know, changing the way he looks, his persona, his dress, everything else, and, of course, his modes of transportation. But, you know, that's one of those inconvenient truths, I guess.
Yeah, in fact, in 2007 or 2008, at the Academy Awards, he and Leonardo DiCaprio walked out on stage. And they flashed all these green tips, things like use public transit. Well, when was the last time Leonardo DiCaprio or Al Gore took a city bus anywhere?
Yes, yeah.
And this is that old sort of Soviet, like the Politburo would live one way and the masses would live another. And that's what they're doing. The UN chief has said he lived at 30,000 feet flying around the world, all these exotic climate conferences. They don't see hypocrisy in that. Al Gore was recently asked and he said, I don't own a private jet. Well, gee, you don't have to own a private jet to fly in them all the time.
Right, exactly. You and Hillary, you found a way to get around all that. You know, the thing is, it would be interesting if Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio did get on public transit, they'd probably be thrown out at the next stop.
Al Gore, in his film, he talks about building your house. I mean, in his what's that called? They had his live Earth concerts.
Oh, yeah, right.
Handbooks.
Right.
And he had things like, you know, build your home out of straw, share baths together, ride a bike to work. It's all of these little sort of, I guess you'd almost call them religious-like gestures that they're trying to get people to get into all this sort of symbolism. Meanwhile, they do whatever they want. And multiple homes, yachts, houses. In the case of Leonardo DiCaprio, he was named a United Nations spokesman on climate. He goes out and gives major policy scientific addresses to the UN General Assembly in New York and around the world at the Paris Climate Summit. And yet he has no, in his personal life, the big news is he's going to fly a commercial airliner to get a big environmental award instead of the usual private jet and hanging out on his yacht. So one time he's doing something as a gesture and the media is like, oh my gosh, he's come around. Look at it. Isn't that special? He's flying commercial. Yeah. I wonder if he's flying economy, by the way. That'll be interesting if he's going to be going first class.
Well, you know, he's got to be careful, especially if it's on Delta, because if he buys extra legroom like Ann Coulter, then he's liable to lose his aisle seat. Could you imagine that?
Boy, I'd love to see angry rant by Leonardo DiCaprio posting on Twitter and video of, you know, people taking his seat. Welcome to coach. Welcome to economy class.
All in the name of the green theology, the new green theology that's spreading out. Well, regarding this Inconvenience sequel, Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, which is going to be premiered this weekend, and then I guess it goes to full release, and I guess you would spell that F-O-O-L, full release, the following week, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's still going to be limited release from what I just saw. It looked like it was going to be 500 or 600 theaters after next weekend.
Now, oh my goodness! Oh wow! Yeah,
Planet Hustle had 400 theaters nationwide for a one night showing, and we were like the highest per screen average for the night that we ran back in 2016. So I don't know that this is Paramount Pictures. Gore, they're not expecting a big splash with this. Keep in mind, Gore has not had a successful track record in recent years. He's had a couple of these concerts that they've had to cancel. He's had the 24 Hours of Climate Reality. Some of them didn't even get 1,000 web hits when you look at the footage on them. He's had his lowest ratings of his TV network Kern. He was forced to sell it to Al Jazeera for a few $100 million. He's now the most lavishly funded fossil fuel player in the climate debate, Al Gore, after taking the Al Jazeera Middle Eastern oil money.
Right.
So I don't know that he's got a huge success here on his hands. I don't see any possible scenario under which this sequel can equal the success of his first one commercially, critically, or any of the other. I think the debate's moved beyond Al Gore in many ways.
Now, you saw this at Sundance, right?
I didn't see we actually had one of our people at Climate Depot did. We posted a full review, but I got to, when I was in Melbourne and met Al Gore, he did a preview of the movie with lots of different clips and talked about it. He did his PowerPoint presentation. And I'll be seeing the full film. They've re-edited it since Sundance with new ending to reflect Donald Trump pulling out of Paris. So I'll be seeing the whole movie tomorrow.
So from what you've been exposed to, a real quick summary review of what if anybody happens to find their way and they decide that they want to spend some of their hard-earned dollars to view this Inconvenience sequel, what do they have to look forward to?
Well, I know for a fact this includes claims of the hottest year on record, which is just total bunk because they're claiming records that are within the margin of error of the data set, within the margin that they actually adjust them without explanation, tenths of a degree. The record years are within hundredths of a degree to maybe a tenth or so of a degree between previous years. It's a fancy way of saying the global warming pause, which began in the late 90s, still continues. In fact, the satellite data is still showing a pause, but they're actually going back and revising all that. And the other thing Al Gore does over and over, it's mostly anecdotal, and I saw clips of this when I was in Australia. It's just anecdotal information of people being rescued from floods, showing tornadoes, showing hurricanes, showing droughts, and saying that this is the finger of man-made global warming. The problem is the science is exactly opposite of what he's claiming. They're all on either no trend or declining trends. We're at near record low for extreme weather globally, particularly on hurricanes and typhoons and tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
But Gore just uses the emotional appeal. And then the rest of apparently the last third of the movie is about him just lobbying the United Nations Climate Summit to make that Paris Agreement come forward. So you have to be like an Al Gore sycophant to really get into all that. The reviews are tepid, and even New Republic is saying that many on the left are afraid that Al Gore is going to, you know, they're cringing that essentially that Al Gore is coming back to the climate debate because they think he does more damage to the debate because he turns it into a partisan issue and turns off half of the electorate immediately.
And what happens to the real scientists here and all this, Mark? How are they affected? Because they've been forced for many years to go along to get those research grants. You know, what is the future of real science in America?
Well, unfortunately, you know, the Trump administration is not going to be able to probably change that trajectory. The funding is going to continue. The global warming scare is probably alive and well for decades to come because it's got organizational, academic, media, United Nations, and endless funding. And until those basic fundamentals change, they're going to continue to gin up scare despite the fact that the climate is turning against them. Everything from sea levels dropping at the current moment. Global temperatures are still in the pause. Antarctica is actually contributing to sea level lowering. Polar bears are a record number. You can go through A to Z. They are failing across the board, but they'll still claim alarm because they're always talking about the future and doom of what could happen.
Well, Mark, we got to leave it there. We got to hit the pause button. Thank you for...
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
I know sometimes you might think it's beyond courage. It might be reckless and it might be insensitive. The truth is the truth, and that is our goal, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And our next guest, I know, feels the same way. Sam Sorbo is with us, the wife of Kevin Sorbo. And she's a teacher, home educator, advocate, and former host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Sam Sorbo Show. Had the honor of being on her show several times during her nationally syndicated radio experience, and met with Sam and Kevin very shortly in the hallways at NRB this past year. And it was great seeing you guys, Sam. Enjoyed the brief salutations, and it's been about time, because I've been telling the people, even when they were booking me for your show, I said, when is Sam going to come on Bill Martinez Live? We need to have her here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was fun at the NRB, but that place is a madhouse.
Isn't it?
I think we fist bumped in the hall.
That's about it. Yes, exactly. And you're exactly right. I mean, just some great minds coming together, great opportunities there. Yeah. You love this kind of stuff. I always tell people when you go to conventions like that, you look for one or two, maybe three maximum nuggets that you can use right away and that would benefit you, because there's just so much information to chew on that, can be overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. And yet, at the same time, it's so uplifting when you see all of these people out in the marketplace of ideas proposing things that you agree with, that you believe in, and that you want to see get out there. It's very
heartening, right? We want to be hopeful.
Well, and especially on the heels of the election, when we came together, it was kind of a bit of a reprieve, much more upbeat than the previous years. 8 years of an oppressive regime that was taking us in the wrong direction, that America kept saying we're on the wrong track, but nobody wanted to fix it, much like healthcare, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And of course, I was thrilled with the results of the election. And now what's happening, I don't know. Did you see his latest tweet?
Yes, I did. Yes, we were just talking about it. They just keep on coming. And we were talking about this, Sam, is that it's driving the media nuts because, see, they've always had control of the headlines. You know, they could keep the headlines. They controlled it. Now they don't control the headlines. It's being controlled by somebody who can move his thumb at lightning speed and 144 characters, and it's driving them nuts.
It's true. I have to agree. They still do control a good part of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we still need to get out and be busy in the marketplace, right?
Yes, exactly. And you know, your heart has always been one for the greater good. And this is why your new book, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about our new book called Teach from Love. And you're going to really, if you do not understand and appreciate the heart of Sam Sorbo, you will, hopefully, after our conversation here today. And I would encourage you to download the podcast or, you know, the recording, which will be at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Share it with your friends. And also, we're going to talk about our upcoming film, Let There Be Light. So lots to talk about, Sam, this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have a lot going on. It just sort of all fell into place. And the new book drops on August 1st, and it's a school year devotional for families.
Yeah, great timing.
Well, yeah, right in time for school. And I tell you, it makes a great gift, even for teachers who teach in school. I am a homeschool advocate. I do believe that parents are the best ones to teach their kids, with very few exceptions, perhaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so initially I was going to write this devotional for parents in basically how to instill godly characteristics in our children. Mm-hmm. How do we instill these virtues of honesty and integrity and dedication and perseverance? How do we do that in a purposeful way?
Mm-hmm.
And I was teaching because I'm part of a co-op. I taught one day a week, and I would put one of these characteristics up on the board, and we would workshop it. What I call workshopping at the, I taught a seminar class, so my students were eagerly able to participate. We didn't raise hands or anything. We just had discussions, and we would discuss the words, discuss what they meant, discuss what they looked like in practice. And it got my students thinking. But I'll tell you something, the greatest part about homeschooling could possibly be the amount that you learn yourself.
Exactly.
Because you become not the teacher, but you are really the lead learner.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn in front of your students as a way of modeling learning to them. And they learn from you that they can learn their entire lives long. And that's what we want for our children.
Exactly.
This idea of college prep and career readiness is a misnomer. It no longer works. It's a broken paradigm. We don't graduate from college, get a job, work for 50 years, and retire with a gold watch anymore. We change careers three times before we're 30. And so we want our children to be able to learn what they need to learn whenever they need to learn it.
And I would say at the very heart of that, Sam, is being teachable. And as you say, and this is one thing that God has shown me time and again, to your point, is that I often find myself teaching, and I was an adjunct professor for several years in Southern California, and I found myself teaching that which I myself most needed to learn. And I would have to smile. I would have to laugh at myself to think, okay, God, you've done it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, you know what? It's absolutely true. I think that, look, God gives us our children to teach us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
You got two chances at the parent-child relationship, one when you're a child and one when you're a parent.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So in any case, my devotional goes through 72 godly characteristics, two a week. And the reason I did two a week is because we have two eyes. It gives us binocular vision.
Right.
And I think covering two a week that are related, we can relate them back to each other and see how they work in conjunction and stuff like that.
Mm.
And we have short stories in there, obviously, you know, sort of a short story, then a discussion, then a story from the Bible that exhibit the characteristic or exhibit the lack of the characteristic and the consequences thereof. And so it's really, it's great for teachers in public school because they don't necessarily have to take the Bible stuff into the classroom, but they can take the values into the classroom.
Exactly.
And share those with their students. And I'll just ask, if we don't do it this way, how are our children going to learn virtue?
Without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, Sam, you know, I liked the idea that you focused on virtue and characteristics two per week, because there is value in taking your time. You know, the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, you get those what I call Selah moments, where it says Selah, S-E-L-A. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an admonition for us that there's something significant here for you to meditate and pause on. And the way you set this up, it reminded me of Benjamin Franklin. Not that I knew him personally, but I liked what he used to do, and that is that he would take a God-given character or virtue one per week, and he would work on it, constantly asking himself, how did I do today with that particular virtue? And when I read your book, I thought, wow, it reminded me of that, and I thought, what a great idea, and I'm glad you incorporated that.
Yeah, I mean, I would put it up on the board for my students, and then later in the day, they would refer back to it and say, you know, if it was being polite, you know, somebody might say, well, that wasn't polite when he cut her off, you know, and we'd all have like a little bit of a laugh that we were incorporating the day's first lesson into the rest of the day. And that's what we want our kids to do. And frankly, I put somewhere on here that this is something, yeah, and for ourselves, the godly qualities we want for our kids. And then in parentheses, I put, and for ourselves. It's not bad to have a little reminder now and then.
And also, we're reminded not to be so harsh with one another, because, yes, we're probably more self-critical, but we're also human. And we realize just how pervasiveness our humanity is, and that when we do call it into check, we can laugh a little bit at ourselves. It's okay, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that we can adjust. But a great idea, and a book titled Teach from Love. It's going to be released August the 1st and available to all the usual places. We'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Highly recommended. The timing is absolutely perfect that it would come out as a devotional for your school-aged children, for yourself, as you say, that the teacher becomes the, if you're not already, teachable, and the reward and benefit is there for you as well. More from Sam Sorbo on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit CrohnsColitisFoundation.org.
Tyler, time to go
for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's the address. By all means, get involved in the conversation. Thank you for joining us 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Sam Sorbo, author of the new book to be released August the 1st, Teach from Love. And when you get your hands on this book, you're going to understand Sam's heart. We're also going to be talking about her upcoming film, Let There Be Light. And in their busy world, I mean, we're talking about three kids, two dogs, chickens, And oh yes, a low maintenance husband in Kevin, you know, it's like, how do you get time for this? And then, you know, I'd mentioned that, of course, she is the host of the Sam Sorbo Show. And, you know, and I, in some of the early readings, I misread. And then was, you know, here to realize that Sam is still doing 2 hours a week because she has time on her hands. Isn't that wonderful?
I don't have time on my hands. I'm too busy doing all of this stuff. Yeah. The Sam Sorbo radio show, you can find it on Talk America Radio.
Yes.
Which is talkamericaradio.us. And if you go to my Facebook page, you can find links there too. But it's just 2 hours. It's a Wednesday night and a Saturday night airing, and then they podcast it as well. And it, you know, it's just fun. I feel, look, we're in a changing culture, and it's important to me that we hold on to our Judeo-Christian values, because we are a light unto the world as a free nation, as a nation that upholds freedom. And we're losing that value because we are not educating our children properly to understand why they don't believe in slavery. You ask anybody today why they don't believe in slavery, and unless they're a churchgoer and they understand the connection, they don't see that the reason that we don't believe in slavery in this country is because Jesus came to set the captives free.
Exactly.
To boil it down into a nutshell. And there are plenty of cultures elsewhere in the world that do believe in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a danger to us. So, you know, I started with the homeschooling thing basically out of convenience. We traveled a lot, and the schools were not performing to my standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it with a lot of trepidation, and I got to tell you, that's, you know, I want to encourage parents to consider home education for their kids. It's really the greatest gift that you can give your family, the preservation of the family bond. The school is there to form a wedge between the parent and the child, and that's why I wrote There, Your Kids. But then I started thinking about this devotional, and And so that's why I did Teach from Love, because I think, you know, it's not enough to say, hey, go do this. This is why, which is what the first book is. And this is how I did it, which is what my first book is. Now I feel like I need to give them support. And so this Teach from Love is a support. It's a tool for the parents and for teachers to use to instill these godly characteristics in our children. And to that end, I know you wanted to talk about the film. That's another sort of outreach that that came to me, and it's kind of a surprising story. The idea for the film hit me. I called a friend who is a very well-known Hollywood screenwriter, Dan Gordon. He wrote The Hurricane with Denzel Washington and Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. And I said, would you consider writing a screenplay with me? To which he, of course, said no, because he really didn't need me.
Right. How dare
he
him.
He said, but tell me your idea. And I said, and he was in immediately. He's like, I like it. We'll do it together. 2 weeks later, Sean Hannity called my husband and said, I want to do a faith-based film with you. And I said to Kevin, that's my movie.
Yes.
We flew to New York. We talked to him for half an hour, and he was in. So Sean Hannity's the executive producer, and my husband directed it. And we both star in it. My kids are in it. Not my daughter. She was not interested. For some reason, she was like, no.
Her agent is tough to deal with. I've heard rumors. So,
No doubt.
Exactly.
And it was great. It's a finished product. It comes out in November. We're very excited. We're ramping everything up. And it's called Let There Be Light. So you can go to lettherebelightthemovie.com.
Good.
And it's the story of a guy who's basically the world's most famous atheist. And he has a near-death experience that challenges his worldview. And he has to try to make sense of it. And he nearly fails. He spirals out of control. And the only thing that sort of grounds him and brings him back is his ex-wife, who never gave up on him, who prayed for him every day. And of course, also his kids had a part in that. And it sort of mirrors the state that we are in as a nation today. We are a nation of fatherless children. Fatherhood is on the decline now, and we can't afford that, because if you don't have a relationship with your earthly father, how can you hope to have a relationship with your father in heaven?
Exactly.
And I don't mean that like as a futile thing. I just mean people who are lost on earth are going to have a harder time finding connection with someone with God the Spirit, right?
Yes, exactly.
Does that make sense?
I understand. I'm tracking with you, and you're exactly right. I mean, Ronald Reagan said, if we understand and appreciate that the family dynamic is so important to our culture, then we need to pay more attention to the elements thereof. And fatherhood has been under attack. I dare I say even motherhood, because what's happened in the absence of the father, mothers have been overwhelmed, because somebody has to pick up the slack if the fathers are gone, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, when you attack the system, it's the whole system that suffers.
Exactly.
And so, What's interesting, though, we screened the film. We did a couple tests, and it tests very well with women. It tests better with men.
Yeah.
It resonates with men when they see this man who's struggling. I think it really was struggling to be a father, struggling to be a child of God, struggling to be a husband. Right? It resonates with them, and so that's why I tell ladies, if there's one film you want to bring your husband, your boyfriend, your son, your brother, your father to, and have him thank you for it, this is the film.
Well, it reminds me, I don't know if you remember the Promise Keepers movement, and I was involved and supported that. And in fact, one of the songs that my good friend Terry Clark, who is, the music leader for a lot of the music for Promise Keepers, was Cry of the Heart. And it is the man's cry of the heart. Men across this country know that things are out of order. And my prayer is that your movie would be that agent, that catalyst, that word that, like the Bible says, that goes out to find its mate. Maybe this movie goes out and finds its mate in men, that encourages them, that gets them back in the fight. They've been beat up. They've been kicked to the sidelines and say they don't matter, and said, okay, you're going to sit this out. You're going to be benched. Well, this is a time for men to no longer be benched, to get on the playing field and to do something for their kids, because their hearts are crying out for this opportunity. Opportunity, Sam.
I have to agree. So, and I am so grateful that, that you would make that your prayer, because that is my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this movie should never have happened. It's a miracle that we're as far as we are, frankly. And it'll mm-hmm. be a miracle, you know, when it succeeds in the box office. It's not of my doing. The power is not in my hands, frankly.
Right.
So I'm just, I'm doing everything that I can, obviously. It probably won't ever be enough, and I have to rely on prayer.
well, it's always a part of. It's never enough, because it's only never enough when we think it's all about us, and it's not. You know, it's about God's finished work. It's the role we're playing in His kingdom, in His eternity mindset. Are we consistent and locked in and in alignment with God's will in heaven as it is on earth, what He wants to be manifest here? And it's your part, even like my part today in talking to you about this movie and other men who are waiting to be touched by this and what this could catalyze. I mean, I'm excited to see what happens, because for a time such as this, I know it sounds a bit trite, and we hear this from time to time, Sam, but really, if America ever needed a rebirth and a renewal, it is now, because of the souls that matter so much to our Father in heaven.
Yeah, I agree with that. But at the same time, don't be disheartened, because I believe every generation basically went through these kinds of struggles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And we always think, oh my gosh, it's never been this bad before.
Yeah.
And yet it has, time and time again. And that's what we learn from history, is that it, if it does anything, it repeats itself, right?
Right.
And so do be heartened, because God is working, and His will be done.
Yeah, amen. And in addition to the Bible here for this country, the way we've been blessed, and we continue to be a beacon for freedom in this country. And as you mentioned, you talk about slavery, and who led the way, you know, to get this country out of slavery, to be the leader, not only, you know, of this country, but in the world. It was the Christian community that came together and said, we're going to do something about slavery. If God really meant that we're free and free at last, if we're going to live out the principles of the Constitution, we're willing to go to war and sacrifice our very lives, our treasure, our honor, for the sake of this great American experiment.
That's right. But now so those were the founding fathers, but there was also the founders of the Republican Party, those 17 Christian men who met in Ripon, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
to end slavery. And if you look, this is in my book, They're Your Kids also,
yeah.
the history there, the founding documents initially were very clear on the matter of slavery. They did not approve of slavery. They did not want slavery. And the southern states basically balked at joining a union that would discourage their economic system.
That was their labor force.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
And so there was a compromise that was made at the founding of this nation. Then we had the Missouri Compromise, and then we had the Civil War to rectify that. So.
Exactly. Well, Sam Sorbo, great to have you on with us. You're always welcome. Look forward to having you back again. Congratulations on the book coming out August the 1st, Teach From Love. Go to Sam's website for all the information. Sam, remind them of your website and how they can like you on Facebook, all that good stuff, right?
SamSorbo.com, and also go to LetThereBeLightTheMovie.com and help with the outreach. Share the light. We're hashtagging Share the Light.
Amen. Sam Sorbo on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. God bless.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.